This is John Tierney, and I've just been listening to McColgan reminiscing about bringing sandwiches to work, or what they used to do when he was working in the coal mines and the habits that he developed as a result. And one of the main things he was saying was that they used to pack their sandwiches, or peas as they called them, in bread wrappers. And we did the same when we were children. You'd get a bread wrapper, it was kind of a waxy paper. And you'd wrap your sandwiches in that, and you'd have to get 2 or 3 days out of each one. I guess you went through a slice pan. We were a family of 3 children. Maybe you went through a slice pan every day or every 2 days. So a fresh one became available every 2 days. Sometimes the bread wrappers were actually double wrapped, and that meant you got a fresh wrapper sooner. That was a real boon. Max reminiscences about preferring to bring his own sandwiches now, and his wife Mary making them for him, I thought were lovely. It doesn't tally with my own experience. I think we got fed up with making our own sandwiches. Nowadays we tend to make sandwiches. I was making sandwiches for my youngest daughter now today, and it's not actually sandwiches now that she'll eat. She has a little multiple containers, so she'll have slices of cheese in one, a bit of cucumber in another, chopped carrot in another. Now I had some white pudding left over from breakfast, so she got white pudding out today, so I'll see what difference that makes to her. That's her experience of lunches. I wonder what habits she'll develop in future years. My father, who's an ex-army man, he has a phrase that he uses when he's talking about his lunch. He actually brings his lunch every day, no matter where he's working nowadays. He does paint and decorating. He calls it his tack, T-A-C-K. So I know a phrase we were used to, oh God, that's awful, tack, meaning that the food wasn't great. Tack itself became to be used almost for the word awful, whereas Dad uses it in terms of his food or his piece on his plate. I think he got fed up with sandwiches, so he brings a plate and he'll have his salad, his meat, his cheese, whatever, and that. And prefers to eat on his own, prefers to eat out in the car, which I like myself. What a friend of mine called dashboard dining. I think it's how a lot of people live today. Anyway, I really enjoyed McColgan's story, his reminiscences, his storytelling skills, and his accent reminds me of my brother-in-law, who I think is from further north in Scotland. But great piece on pieces.